This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. And now it's time for Radiola. And I hope this works.
When it's really very sad. I try to figure out the case. It's quite a mystery. But I find out they can't understand anything that they don't see. So you've got to sell it. Yes, you got to sell it. And you've got to deliver, or else you're in a rut. Or you've got to sing it. That's the way to swing it. If you pull a flivver, why, you'll be nothing else but. I've heard some corny bands who knock them off their seats. And I've seen Paderewskis kicked out in the streets. So you've got to sell it. Yes, you've got to sell it. For it won't go over unless you sell your stuff. You've just heard my story through. Now try to see my point of view. I'll show you what each boy can do. Mr. Gabriel, blow that horn. One by one, stick around, we're gonna have some fun. Ready for the start of the gun, are you set? Go! Thank you.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Grand day here at WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College. It's a little moist out, but the weather's nice, and we have new CD players, so I feel this is an adventure. It's, yes, and I need an adventure once in a while. And it works. They work good. They work well, I should say, to be grammatical. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and tonight we're talking about commerce. They had to buy these, so that's not the stretch, of course. The stretch is that I just got in my head that that would be a good theme, some song, which we'll hear later in the show. It sort of popped into my head, and I said, "Yeah, that ought to do it. That's something that could build a whole theme on that." And so I have buying and selling, and I've eliminated the middleman as such. And if you go to try to find him, well, he's probably in the Mohawk River as we speak, wearing some very interesting overshoes. We began with Gene Cardos and his orchestra. Gene singing that one, "You Gotta Sell It." Yes, sir, and he sold it. 1931. What a band. And Ben Pollock after that, and you heard Bell Mann on the vocal, "Bye, Bye for Baby." And love is, you know, COD, so you know, you can draw any inferences you will from that. Great solo by Jack Teagarden on that from 1928. That is the unissued take. Well, it was issued later, but that was the not common take, the one that was the test pressing. And I got missing the iPanda Troubadour, so I put him back on this week with Willard Robeson singing his own song, "Wake Up Chillin'," 1929. That's our theme, I guess. But my theme is, are you going to the mall? Well, I'll go with you, too. But here's Joe Hames and his orchestra in 1933, Uncle Joe's Music Store. And my Uncle Joe didn't have a music store, but I guess that's somebody's Uncle Joe. Thank you.
Wagon. Where are you going with that old brass cornet?
Boy, I'm going down to the hog shop with that cornet.
Times sure are tough, ain't they, boy?
Boy, times are awful tough, but you know I've had that cornet of mine down at the pawn shop so many times lately that Uncle Joe can play it better than I can.
Who's this man, Uncle Joe?
Uncle Joe has a music store, you know, way down on 3rd Avenue. Uncle Joe doesn't play a note, and so it's all up to you. In Uncle Joe's music store, he's got instruments galore, baritone and slide trombone, piled in a heap. You can buy them mighty cheap, saxophones and sousaphones. Here's a fiddle in the middle of the shelf, and a zither, for I left it there myself. So let's all sneak away for a happy holiday down in old Uncle Joe's music store. Today, for one bone, take it home.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm not broke, but badly bent. I'm not down to my last cent, 'cause I got a dollar, but it's my last dollar bill. Yes, sir. In my pocket, there's a dent. All my dough is nearly spent, but I got a dollar, and it's my last dollar bill. Oh, I'd love just one more buck fortune left me by chance. Now, here's a hint, I'll see like a man. You can hardly tell by a glance. I don't care, no millionaire can give me the ice to stare, 'cause I got a dollar, my last dollar bill.
Ben Sullivan with a hot band, and that was even Dick Robertson was doing okay there with his dialect, but you had Jack Purvis in there, and he was cooking that night. Boy, what a sound. That was last dollar, and I met someone who had his last dollar today, so we had to deal with that, but that was from 1931. Ben Sullivan, yes indeed. And before that, Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, Secondhand Heart for Sale. Today you'd sell it on eBay, I suppose. 1932. And he had a good sax player in there. I don't know who that was, but what a sound. It sounded a little in the realm of Frank Trumbauer, actually. Beginning with Joe Hames and his orchestra, Uncle Joe's Music Store. Yep, they're all going down Uncle Joe's. Bringing for one bone. That reminds me of, I don't know, maybe since we've gone digital, they won't put him on TV anymore. But the guy, you bring down your bones and your beans, and we'll deal because we're always fair down here at that place that has that ad. In 1933 from Joe Hames. And now on Radiola, this is Andy Sr. doing a very terrible impression of a very respected businessman in our area, and a very bad impression of himself, actually, tonight, getting used to new glasses and new CD players, and that's about it, actually. The haircut takes care of itself. Here's Johnny Marvin in 1930. This certainly applies in the realm of commerce. I'm in the market for you, with all the lyrics, all of them.
I might as well confess it, you've got me in your spell, and you don't have to guess it, I kind of think you're swell. Don't want to see a doctor, but someone I must tell. I'll have to see my broker, find out what he can do, 'cause I'm in the market for you. There won't be any joker, with margin I'm all through, 'cause I want you outright, that's true. You're going up, up, up in my estimation. hugs and kisses when dividends are due. 'Cause I'm in the market for you. Hugs and kisses when dividends are due. 'Cause I'm in the market for you. Thank you.
got me, won't let me go. It's trying to double up on me. Good luck has crossed me, bad luck has forced me down to my one last cent. I'm right in the middle of solving the riddle known as raising a rent. Steal, beg, or borrow, I've got till tomorrow. Landlord's a mean old gent. Come to a showdown and he wants a lowdown if I'm raising the rent. Better times are taking too long. The panic's on and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song. Trouble has gotten me down. I've made my mind up. I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle of solving a riddle known as raising the rent.
She was raising the rent, which occasionally million-dollar babies have to do. That was from 1933. Actually, the label, I believe, read Paul Whiteman Presents Ramona, but she was doing a good job of presenting herself. And I think Bunny Berrigan was on there with his horn. Probably Benny Bonaccio on the clarinet. I'm just guessing here. Before that, Waring's Pennsylvanians, I found a million-dollar baby in a 5- and 10-cent store, 1931. And, he was going very choral at that point. The Broadway years that was from, starting with Johnny Marvin, I'm in the Market for You. And that's good, 1930. All those lyrics are in there. And this is Radiola, and I'm not selling anything tonight. This is my own. I'm on my own time right now, and I've got a lot of it, so it's mine to spend. So I'm just bestowing this. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamlin College. And here are the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with Bob Crosby in a very sprightly number from 1935. And we have to play some sprightly stuff. Because some of it won't be so sprightly, but we're going to keep it sprightly, at least for the present. Yes, indeed. I'm going shopping with you.
Honey, I keep my eye on the dresses you try on, 'cause I'm going shopping with you. When you go to the jeweler to buy a gem or two, on your fourth little finger a ring's gonna linger, 'cause I'm going shopping with you. Lots of shoes and stockings and plenty of new chapeau. That's what I would go for that cute little baby inside those clothes. You you go and pick the cottage. I'll put the mortgage through. Honey, I don't know whether we'll move in together, but I'm going shopping with you.
Shopping on Saturday night. my new suit, wet and slimy with fruit, shopping on Saturday night. 9 cracked eggs running down the wife's legs, just as I'm getting her right. Poor old man drops a raspberry jam, shopping on Saturday night. The wife with a grunt is plodding in front with marmalade, sugar and bread, a green onion leek and half a pig's cheek, some spuds and a little sheep dead. Crowds are lined and I'm dodging behind, keeping the missus inside. Tired and spent with me rhubarb all bent, shopping on Saturday night. We've no possessions or money, still my old girl ups about. Walks in each shopping place, powders a greasy face, sniffles and snuffs and walks out. Her bony finger out pop, squeezing a fourpenny chop. You should see my old woman and me, shopping on Saturday night. To and fro, dodging people we all, shopping on Saturday night. Our small twins holding on to me shins, tripping me up left and right. Down we flop with the missus on top, shopping on Saturday night. A few weeks ago, the wife short of dough walked into a shop on the main. The butcher, a Swiss, she gave him a kiss. He wrapped her up 2 pounds of steak. I must own my suspicions have grown. I'll break her neck if I'm right. Comes home now with three parts of a cow, shopping on Saturday night.
That sounds like one of those. That sounds like something that James Joyce would write. There's so much imagery in there that, you know, that's about 3 minutes of a novel right there. Charlie Higgins, British music, I would say he must have been music hall or variety comedian from the early part of, well, let's say that was recorded in the early 30s. That was probably 1932 or so or earlier. Charlie goes shopping on Saturday night, but that's some interesting. If you could get a psychologist or two to parse that out, you'd be pretty interested in what they found out. But good song. I like it. Before that, Arden and Omens Orchestra with Frank Luther on the vocal. Big sound of that band. Big sound. I've got $5. 1931. I always liked that song. I always... That was usually my serenade number. Because that's usually all I had to certain people. Beginning with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. Bob Crosby, I'm going shopping with you. Well, it didn't sound like the other guy. It sounded, actually, he was going shopping with her for dresses and other things, so you got to wonder about that, too. This could be a whole, there could be a whole Freudian aspect to this show that I'm totally unaware of, and God knows I've tried. That was from 1935. This is Radio, and I'm going to have my head examined. I'm Andy Senior, and we're doing good tonight. Here's more on the in the realm of music about commerce and buying and selling and what other forms that may take. I don't know about bartering yet. We'll have to figure that one out later. But here then are the Mississippi Sheiks in 1934. Aha! Uh-huh. Well, people are buying and selling. You know, somebody wants a piece of that, and you know who it is too. I'll give you one guess: sales tax.
Hey, Walter, we need some cigarettes. Let's go in and get a pack. Okay.
Hello, boys. What can I do for you?
Can I have a pack of cigarettes?
All right, here you are. Be 3 cents more, though.
What's that for?
Sales tax. Haven't you ever heard of sales tax?
I sure haven't. What's going to happen next, man? You know they got a law here to call sales tax.
Sales tax? What is that for?
That's 3 cent tax on everything that's sold. They say that's the government's rule.
The government's rule? Well, there's lots of things so that the government knows anything about.
Well, I'll just sing a little song about the sales tax.
This time now, including me, corn is costing $1.03.
don't worry, are we? We don't need money, it hardly seems true. Gee, but it's funny what love does to you. Say, are we in love? Yeah, heaven above.
Heaven, heaven.
Living on love is so easy to keep. Happy on just $15 a week.
$15 a week doesn't go far with a sales tax, but there you go. Yes. Yes, indeed. $15 a week. That was Tom Dickey's Showboys. And that was on a, that was recorded on a Bluebird. These, all these selections are from the Toast of New York archives on the Bluebird label that we just heard these three. But that was Tom Dickey's Showboys. $15 a week, 1938. Before that, the Dixon Brothers, A Sales Tax on the Women. 1936. And and how do they go about collecting that tax, I might add? And before that, the Mississippi Sheiks, also on a Bluebird, sales tax. 1934. I think we've exhausted the topic of sales tax, but we haven't exhausted the topic of radiola because there's still well over an hour of radiola to go, and I'm Andy Sr. Playing it for you. Here tonight, every Friday night here at on WHCL. You know where to find us. Yes, indeed. Tune in early next Friday. Here Pete Oliver with an hour in the shack with the Uncle with Uncle Pete. Great program. I'm glad he's leading up really. So tune in early, listen late. I'm on at 8, of course, and I will be until they figure out just what's on my rotten little mind. But and I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, speaking of my rotten little mind, tomorrow night there will be a performance in Utica at Thornberry's at 1011 King Street, which you can park in that lot at the Stanley. And it goes from 9 to 12, but I'm going to be somewhere else for a little while before I get over there. But at in the 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to be performing as the Carpal Tunnel Kid, a set of my songs, which I have not done in public for over 8 years, since the last time I played and my amp crashed in public. Well, that's not going to happen tomorrow night. So you'll hear some very, very unusual music. And I have, and it's on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, so check that out, please. But if you want to, and there's also a video of one of my lesser crimes. But the Carpal Tunnel Kid, of course, is who I'm talking about. But that is tomorrow night, and that's going to be me on the piano. Here's a song I recorded just toward the end of last year. It's a rather deft parody of... speaking of which, I keep hearing from these guys that... I'm selling and buying stuff on eBay, and guy said, "I didn't realize you're radiola." I said, "Yeah." So this is dedicated to all those sellers on eBay, and with many thanks and their indulgence.
eBay once sold me such glories. I placed my bids without care, but my house has only 3 stories, and I need to sit down somewhere. There's no room left for me, no floor space do I see. I live in sad debris from all my auctioneers. I'm making quite a fuss. My postman wears a truss. You ought to hear him cuss at all my auctioneers. It's anybody's guess what lies within this mess. I sure could do with less, but I'm a major pack rat. Once sunlight filled this room, but now the spreading gloom looks just like King Tut's tomb, thanks to my auctioneers. I miss my wide open spaces, where tunnels and paths now hold sway. But I just keep stacking purchases, hey, it's a rhyme, that may fall upon me someday. With junk my home is rife, it's not an easy life. Can't even find my wife among my souvenirs. She collects too. Books spill out on the floor, and other things galore. And I'm still buying more from all my auctioneers. I own a complete set of all there is to get. If I don't have it yet, then it's just not worth having. That I must win each lot, even with all I've got, is just a fiendish plot among my auctions.